Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing okay this morning, and following your update now on the Nexium trial, which has been so high profile in our region.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, Nexium has been making news around here for at least a decade, and co-founders on trial in Brooklyn on federal charges, and in the second week of Keith Raniere's trial, testimony got in the way yesterday with a former leader of the organization testifying that some of the women looked unhealthy. One of those women, TV actress Allison Mack, looked quote-unquote broken, Mark Vincente told the jury yesterday. Well, I want to break her, he quoted Raniere as saying to him in response. Vincente testified about a letter he wrote to the leaders of the group in 2016 warning that the organization was cut off from society and was, quote-unquote, squashing dreams of their followers. He said some of the women around Raniere looked like zombies, and some in the organization were eating as little as 300 calories a day. He described their skin as translucent and their physiques as skeletal.
Well, now to what has been big news. It started with the state senate in New York passing legislation that could give congressional investigators another route to obtain President Trump's tax records. We're watching the assembly to see if that happens there.
Yeah, correct. Last night there was a meeting, and the assembly's Democratic majority appeared close to backing legislation that will allow congressional investigators to get their hands on President Donald Trump's state tax returns. The Senate's backed a similar measure already, and it has the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo. The matter is a topic of internal discussion among lawmakers last night, some of whom raised concerns about the appearances of partisanship and the legalities of actually following through with the effort. Action by New York could be key for Congress. Trump's Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, has refused Congress's request for Trump's federal tax returns.
Well, let's move on to the next story, which is the issue of redistricting in Albany County's legislature.
Every 10 years, the Albany County legislature has to redistrict based on census data of who lives where in Albany County. And the last three times it's happened, it's led to court cases and allegations that Albany County's Democratic majority has consistently tried to dilute the influence of minority residents. And after the last go-round, the new leadership in the legislature decided to change things to hopefully avoid that in the future. So last night, the legislature backed creation of an independent body to handle redistricting the next time around. The effort was passed pretty overwhelmingly, and it'll now be up to the voters in November to decide whether an independent committee, will be in charge of setting up the legislature districts for the next 10 years. I think Albany County legislators really hope to avoid the embarrassment of having judges and plaintiffs repeatedly calling them out for diluting the votes of minority voters.
We'll follow all of these stories and reconnect with Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, next Tuesday. For now, you can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Dave. That was great.